Okay, we're coming to the end of the Urban Solutions seminar and beginning to kind of tie up some of the things we've learned, some of the things we've observed, reflecting on what all the experiences we've had here have meant and what there is to take home. And I think one that impacted a lot of us the most was visiting, was a talk from the people who organised Continental Star FC. Salim, can you summarise what it was that they were telling us?
Well, I was really surprised of their presentation about the football experience with the young people with a lot of difficulties in the quarter where they work, because they use football as a support, as a vehicle of a lot of values and as a way to develop themselves. And it seems to work regarding their presentation. They have a lot of impact on their social behavior. They work with the families and they have faith in themselves. And I'm surprised because in France, I've been working for many years, and when we use football as a support or an activity to bring the people together, usually it provokes more violence and aggressivity and individualist behaviors than the collective one. So I'm really surprised about how they do. What is their secret?
Do you have any thoughts on why that might work in that situation?
Well, I think I have too many good explanations. In the UK, there are a lot of young people working as volunteer. So there may be like an invisible energy that they have to meet the people and something really special because they are involved without being paid. In France, we are paid and we are professional. We have a long study to become youth worker. So maybe there is a kind of invisible distance that makes us working and thinking more about the project and the solution instead of the process and the energy we put for meeting the people. That is one explanation. And maybe also the way they do it. Maybe there is something to understand in order that we didn't see how they work. We just had the presentation, so it would be interesting to compare their pedagogy and to see what is different from France and from the UK.
Yeah, their priorities seem quite unique in that they run a football team but also run after-school numeracy and literacy clubs and provide a lot of practical support for some people who have basically no resources. I mean, they were telling us about paying for bus fares for the players to get to practice, because these kids were so desperate to be there that they were willing to break the law in order to try and get to play football. And that it seemed to me that it was because it came from within the community, that the impetus to do it was volunteers within a community. It was actually a self-correcting mechanism rather than an outside intervention. Yeah. It was actually a kind of a healing process from within the community.
Yeah, and as I said, it's something about identity maybe also, because the young people identify themselves to their mentors or their peers. And in France, we have this kind of professional people who come in a place and try to develop social development, but they are not from the place. There is maybe a lack of identification of the adults and the young people maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot that all of us took away from that talk about just that it was kind of a beautifully disruptive process that they did, that they broke a lot of the rules of the ideas of external youth work, and actually that maybe there were some principles for kind of self-generating schemes and supporting those and recognizing those that we can take away from that.
Well, I think it would be interesting to share these experiences, to invite these young people, a few volunteers in France, in my association, for instance, and to work together so that we can really share our methods and the way we work, and we can correct the things and try to innovate with the way of working, and then maybe bring some people here to see how they work, and it would be interesting to have such exchanges.
Yeah, and the links to the Continental Star FC project are on our website at urbansolutions.postus.com. So hopefully we can further those connections between the youth works from all over Europe that are here and those young people.
Yeah, and football is universal, so it may be a good thing to work on football.
Thanks, Salim.
Yeah, you're welcome.